And welcome to an episode.
Yes, welcome.
Of Roscoe's House of Chips. Now, this is going to be a different episode from before.
Yes.
We are helping Wade out with a school project of his. So say hi, Wade.
How you doing, guys?
And with Wade, we have Christian again. Hi, Christian.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Nice.
So
not much.
So, for Wade, your school project, explain a little bit of that and how what we're going to be discussing.
Well, what we're going to be discussing is, I read this article on digital natives and digital immigrants by Mark Prinsky, written back in 2001 in the University Press. And what digital natives and what he defines as digital natives and digital immigrants are people that grew up with technology versus people that never had technology previous to that and came into the world and got shown technology later on.
So, AKA, everybody on this podcast right now is a digital immigrant, whereas our kids are all digital natives.
I would actually almost disagree. I honestly think that we... In reading the article and what it discusses and what Prinsky's trying to say there is the people that came into this world with technology and grew with it are almost considered the natives. And I think, honestly, we're not even either natives or immigrants. I think we're on a cusp. I think our generation is more of a cusp generation where it was like we were babies when technology was a baby, and we kind of grew with it. We were raised with technology, and technology was raised with us.
And I have to disagree with that, man.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Well, okay, you're saying that we're raised with technology, but technology, we have been pushing this for a long time now, man. I don't think you understand just how long computers have actually been around. They've been around since the 1960s, okay? 1950s, 60s, somewhere around.
Well, 1940s.
I'm talking about technology, though, in every household. I'm talking about, like it being, like, a household name, not just some giant beta machine that dishes out, like, you know, code papers.
All I'm talking about is just modern technology. We're not even talking about, you know, the Industrial Revolution. We're not even talking about that other stuff that went on before all of this stuff happened,
We're talking about living in the digital age where everything is on the cloud. You can pull it up on your phone,
that's got more computing power than the
Apollo 11 mission had. You know, we're talking about living in that age, which to me, I believe started 96, 98 time frame. You know, when the internet was invented, right? By Al Gore.
Right.
The internet was invented in 1990, but moving on from there.
When it was mainly
the modern version of it, anyway.
When it was made available to all of us, you know.
Okay. Well, in 1990, the World Wide Web was actually invented. That's actually where it came from. 1990.
Okay.
Pretty crazy shit was going on during that. Okay. Yeah, Al Gore. Gore. He was promoting the use of the internet at that time. Okay, big time. He really was. He was pushing it hardcore. 1990, 1992, somewhere around there. He was pushing it so hard. Okay, and in the end, there's a lot of fucking red right wing bastards that were saying, "Oh,
we
invented the internet," but he didn't.
I'm Christian. We kind of talked about watching your mouth a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? We can hear you laughing, Wade, but Dave and I are both tearing up over here just a little bit. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
I'm sorry. This is my normal language. I need to watch it. I'm sorry.
So we apologize Wade's teacher for listening
to the professor. We apologize immensely.
It's okay. I use swear words too, but I think it's great that we grew up in this age where it went from like Atari 2600, and to what we have now. You know, and it's just crazy how the things have evolved and the things have gone from a little bit of information in 1990 put on the World Wide Web to carrying around a phone or a piece of equipment that's able to fit in your pocket that has all the world's knowledge on it.
Apollo mission, sorry. It has more electronics in your phone than the Apollo missions to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
More computing power.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You're talking about a couple of thousand times that power.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't think people understand what exponentialism is. Either, and that drives me crazy too.
Nope, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's nuts how our modern car probably has millions of times more power than even the spacecraft that went to the moon.
So as a mechanic, they're called modules, and each car, and a module is a computer. Each car has, base model car, has anywhere between 7 to 9 modules.
Different modules, yes, exactly.
If you add on all the who's, what's, and bells and whistles to that car, you're looking anywhere between 13 and 15 modules, a.k.a. computers, in a car. That's just in your car. That's the Lincoln Navigator with all the bells and whistles in it. Now, look at something like a Tesla and all the computer power required for that, and, it probably has more computing power than it takes to get to the Mars right now.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
I still say that.
There is still some work to be done when it comes to getting to Mars. The guys that are on the Mars One mission right now, they are the guys that are being accepted for the Mars One mission right now. These are people that are they're going to die in space.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have we're about halfway there. We're about halfway to Mars. Okay. As far as being able to get them there, we're about halfway there. We're getting close. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this is a perfect example of exponentiality. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are moving towards. We still don't know how to train astronauts in space to live 2 years in space. We don't do that. We've never done that. This is something brand new. This is something brand spanking new.
No, because
okay, well, we've never done that before.
The longest amount of time, Dave, you would probably know this. What's the longest amount of time an astronaut spends in space?
8 months.
I was going to say, I think about 8 months on the ISS.
Yeah. Which, wasn't that because of Columbia?
No, it was Chris Hadfield, man. Chris Hadfield was the first one to hit 8 months.
So back to our subject at hand, another thing that it brings up, and... You know, I kind of want to move it along a little bit and cover all my bases here.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's just
another thing that Perinsky says in this article is that the school systems nowadays are not designed to teach these digital natives, where everything used to be like pen and paper and stuff, and that's the way that teachers are taught to teach. And nowadays... They don't have that capability of doing so because they didn't grow up with that technology. They don't speak that technological language. And Chrissy found some really good articles on this, and I actually wanted him to share with me about, you know, he found opposing sides to this digital immigrant and digital native thing, and I wanted him to kind of explain what that point of view was.
Well, this is kind of what I've been leading up to, man, is that we are not digital natives. All of us are immigrants, every single one of us. It doesn't matter how young you are. You could be 2 years old, and you will still be a digital immigrant. It's nothing more than a brand-new language, man. That's all it is. That is all that trying to learn about society is just a new language all
that
the way around.
A lot of sense, because, I don't know, you look at old people, in the sense of they're kind of set in their ways, and you give them a smartphone, and they're like, what do I do with this?
Exactly.
So you're saying it's instead of they're just being born in this technological structure, we have a choice at any generation to be a part of that technological digital world.
Exactly, but it is just that. It is a choice, and there's going to be a lot of people who choose not to do this, okay? And there still is a lot of people who choose not to do this. But
he's got a point.
As we move along as a society, and as we move along as a world society, I know this is going to sound really screwed up, but, dude, we are moving towards a one-world nation. So
I agree.
Everybody has got to figure out where their place is in society. One of those big tests is going to be digital integration. It really will, and it's going to be a
now digital integration as far as like social media, or what do you mean by that?
No, it doesn't even have to be social media. It could be something as simple as a thermostat on your wall that monitors how much energy you use. It's that simple.
Well, what I think is great about the conversation that we're having is I think you're absolutely right. I don't believe in the digital immigrant, digital native thing. I don't believe that point of view. I really, truly believe that we're all immigrants and that we all make that choice. And that's what, instead of trapping us in this world where we have to speak this language, we get to have those dreamer's eyes. We get to look on it from the outside point of view and say, which part of this do we want to be part of? Do we want to be, like, for instance, I'm going into mobile application design. I chose to be part of that part of the language, whereas somebody else might be going into video game design or something like that, or Dave, he chooses maybe to take on more of a psychological standpoint or an astrological standpoint and different things like that. Like, we get to choose which part of the language we speak. We're not just trapped in this bubble of digital immigrant, digital native. We are choosing to be a part of it. Right now on this podcast, we choose to speak this language and use this as an art form rather than, you know, maybe something else.
You've got to also realize, too, man, 3/4 of the population of this planet does not have the ability to do this yet, okay?
Right.
3/4. Well, that's an enormous number, man. That is 75% of the population that does not have the ability to do this yet.
That's
like
4 billion
people. We need to get
them
involved in this conversation. We have to. The only way for us to move forward as a species is to get them involved in this conversation. But right now, there's a lot of things going on, okay? Like Google. Google is putting airships in the air that will, and it's free Wi-Fi. It's free Wi-Fi for everyone. Everyone on the planet is completely free Wi-Fi.
Until somebody shoots one down.
I want the rest of the conversation before I make any judgments about anything yet. That's the weird thing about me, man. I don't know. I mean, how can we judge a species by 1/4 of the population? It's not possible. So,
right. Well, another thing, like you were saying the other day that really struck me, and Dave is really going to get a kick out of this. I really feel like this hit me and resonated inside of me, you know, something, and it brought out those dreamer's eyes like I had when I was a child. Christian was telling me that in Kenya, in parts of Kenya, or maybe I'm wrong, saying the wrong country, parts of Africa, they don't have running water, but they have cell phones. Like, the information is more important, almost, than running water. I mean, talk about that article.
It is hands down more important, man. No, if you know how to do something, then you can do it.
That's why YouTube is so amazing.
Nothing more than that. But exactly. No, exactly. No, even YouTube itself is a teaching tool. Everything on the internet is nothing more than a teaching tool. We're teaching each other how we feel and how we look at the world. It's nothing more than that. You got to remember, we are still monkeys. We are fucking monkeys ourselves. Okay? We have innate desires. these weird ass fucking designs. No, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little fucking hippie-ish here, but
so you're also swearing a lot more than I'd like.
I'm sorry.
I love Christian's passion. That's why I got him on this show, because I knew it was going to go down this road. I love his passion. He gets so full of this technology stuff. Is kind of like me when I talk about comic books, or Cody when he talks about
nerd stuff
like
yeah.
video games or Batman, or Dave when he talks about astronomy or psychology.
Don't
like,
forget,
Christian,
I love Excitebike.
You love Excitebike.
I do.
Anyway, either I do love looking at where we're going. But no, as a species, we have to look at each other, and we really do. We're going to have to really look at each other to understand each other. And that's the cool thing about the internet, is that it's actually allowing us to do this. And unfortunately, right now, in the internet, we're looking at a lot of trolls. A lot of trolls, okay?
Oh, yes.
But in 15 years, the internet is not going to be what the internet is now. It's not.
Nope.
The
internet is not what it was, what, 25 years ago now? 25
no,
years ago.
No, the internet is not what it was 5 years ago.
No.
We're moving forward at a pace that is unseen, that human beings have trouble keeping up with, unfortunately, because it is exponential. It is an exponential growth. We are moving towards a sense of each other that we have never experienced before.
Almost we're moving towards a digital singularity. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that completely.
Now, I hear what you're saying. I can't wait till we hear about today, right now, being the olden days before we really knew technology.
Back when I had a cassette player and I wanted to rewind that cassette, I had to take a pencil and put it in there and manually turn it. Those are the olden
days.
That'll
be the 1800s. I'm talking about when people laugh that we listen to music on our phones.
Yeah.
I can't wait for those days.
Beamed straight into our head. You know, I think you guys are absolutely right. And what it all leads to me, and what I kind of hope for being a nerd, is that it all leads to Star Trek.
Wow.
That sounds ridiculous, but look at it.
He's got a point.
It's absolutely true, because you have exactly what these guys are talking about, a unity of the Earth, of the society that we have, to be one. Money doesn't matter. The technology is there being made and discovered, and we're out doing what humans do best, exploring and learning.
Right, here's case in point. The other day, I was Skyping on my Xbox One, and I was Skyping with my parents.
Fancy.
And I'm sitting there in my living room, and I've got my 55-inch screen TV, and I'm sitting there looking at my parents. And all I kept thinking was like, everything that I saw on Star Trek is real. My living room is now the bridge. And I wanted to be like, number one. Engage.
Absolutely.
You know,
The iPads, those are the pads from Star Trek. They're working on medical tricorders right now. They have hyposprays. They have a transporter.
Actually,
they're working on holodecks. They know how warp engines work.
We don't have transporters. Don't say that.
We have transporters.
They have geeky fans like you.
No, we've got a photon transporter, which is completely different.
It transports material from one spot to another.
Transports information from one point to another. Two very different things.
But that's what we are, is all information. Right?
Yes,
it's the information of the atoms that are built into our bodies being transferred from one point to another.
Then you get into the physics conversation, what is matter? And it's not, that is not a, that's a hard question to define.
Well, let's digress and go back to our subject at hand. I just want to, I'll make sure again that we cover our bases here. And
we
want to
make sure
Wade
gets full credit.
Yeah, making sure I get full credit, right?
With a couple of points of deduction for swearing.
I'm sorry. If I get docked for swearing, I apologize. But again, it's okay. Like I'm not sorry that my friend has that kind of passion. You know, I've known this man since he was 11 years old, and we grew up together in this technological world, and he's always been this way. He's, you know, once he feels full of that pressure, it's like a teapot. He just has to let off his steam, and it usually comes out in profanities.
And he's whistling.
But anyway, I titled my project "The Writing Without Pencils." And what I think is great is it brought me back when I read this article. It brought me back to being in elementary school, and well, all of us got those learning pencils. And you kind of brought it up a little bit, Cody. We got those big learning pencils that taught us how to write on that line paper and whatever. You know, I think that in 1,000 years, pencils are going to be in a museum. I think that we, you know, and the reason I am called this writing without pencils is because when I was a kid, I used to also write a lot of poetry and a lot of songs. And I would get like a paper towel and I'd write a song or an idea on a paper towel, if that was the only piece of paper there. Or I'd put it on a napkin, or I'd put it on
You'd hear many stories about comedians or writers waking up in the middle of the night having that notepad next to their on their nightstand.
Right.
And going, I gotta write this down, write it down, and then fall back asleep. Because that's
now
what was there.
Now I have an opportunity in my life to write without a pencil. Like, I can wake up in the middle of the night, hit record on my iPhone or on any electronic device at this point and say what I was trying to say, and, you know, it'll write it down for me.
Yeah.
You know.
You can talk to Siri.
But you just learned this technology, right? I mean, so within the last 5 years, you've learned this technology, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I've known about this technology for a long time. Personally, I have. I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody. I just happen to like technology. It's just one of those weird things.
That's pretty.
Oh, we can tell you're passionate about it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now let's take a look at this from another angle. There are people here in the United States, that in fact, one of our good friends, Wade, that still can't get away from magnetic tape. Okay, they refuse to fucking do it. They refuse to get away from magnetic tape because they think it sounds better, even though they are immensely wrong on so many levels. It's like the same people that
a hipster.
Swear by records. They swear by listening to records. Okay, yes, records are awesome. Don't get me wrong. The experience itself is fucking phenomenal. Okay, but the sound itself, the sound itself is bullshit. So I
can hear my grade going down, down, down.
It went from A to B. We're now at C. Let's see if we can hit D in the next 10 minutes.
Dude, what is wrong with my mouth? Oh, my God. No, I think that cussing is for me, it's a form of calm. It's like people saying, all the time.
Right.
It's a form of me doing that. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Christian. You're completely fine. You're completely fine. I think that you're right, though. Like that, I know of what you're talking about with people still using tape and people refusing to move on from certain technologies. And you know, but they're not going to be able to stop the future. They're not going to be able to stop this one thing. I think we've hit that threshold. Like the announcement that you gave me today, give Cody this announcement about the video game company. I can't remember what you were talking about, what the name of the
Steam?
Company is.
Steam?
Not
freaking Valve, man.
What?
Not just Steam, but the other one that created the device to make video games and are releasing it.
Oh, Unreal. Unreal 4 is going to be free, man. It's 100% free.
Really?
Unreal 4 is free. Dude. Unity still costs $69 a freaking month. It costs $69 a month to, you know, create code on this outdated platform. Dude, And Unreal Engine has always been the bleeding edge of
technology. Like, it's you plug in your game, whatever it may be, and I believe Call of Duty uses Unreal. Am I wrong in that?
Yes, they do.
That's what I thought.
And so does Valve, for that matter.
You plug that in, and you see that Unreal logo, and you're like, oh, it's going to look amazing. Like, it's going to be a great game because it's Unreal. Like, they're one of the top. That's awesome. Like,
dude, that is so exciting. And on top of that, dude, they have their own blueprints. There's a tutorial inside the engine itself that teaches you how to make things. Okay? Now, apply this to VR. Okay? Apply this to virtual reality. Because Steam just released saying that they're going to create their own headset. Okay, which is something I'm going to buy. If no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, even if I do buy the Facebook, freaking version of it.
Thank
I'm
you
still
for using freaking, by the way.
Version. What?
I said thank you for using freaking, by the way.
I'm trying to.
I know. Sorry. I was trying to make a joke.
I'm at a C currently.
But no, we're eventually moving into a place in technology where we can create anything we want, and this whole digital nativism is going to be for naught. It's going to be nothing. It's going to be a little footnote. It's not going to be anything, literally. We are moving into an age where we can create anything in the digital world. Anything.
And media is going to be free for the first time in history. This is going to make it to where I am the creator of the video game, and these large companies are no longer making money off of it. It's going to be the sole entrepreneurship. It's going to break it down to where no longer large companies and corporations own the massive amount of media. It's going to be the people themselves that own the media, which in turn is going to make technology free, which is going to make everything free. That's where we're moving. I really believe that. I feel that in my heart of heart.
Well, if you want to go there, then we are already there, man.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this podcast.
We're already there. We're already in the middle of it. The thing is that there is a lot of misinformation out there, a whole ton of it. I mean, we'll talk about Gamergate a little bit later, but Gamergate is a big, big red dot as far as that is concerned. The massive amount of misinformation out there is freaking crazy. I don't think people understand just how bad it is right now. As far as Fox News is concerned, as far as CNN is concerned, as far as a lot of major mainstream media publications are concerned, it's screwing things up pretty badly.
Well, the reason why they
push a narrative.
Well, it's not even just that. And Dave could probably chime in on this one. They are paid to have a certain type of news. They have realized that sensationalizing things and almost creating their own news is what sells for them. They've hit their target demographic, and that's what they go for. Just like the video game companies have hit their target demographic, and that's what they go for. And
I wouldn't say that completely, dude. Do you guys... Actually, Dave.
Yeah.
You tend to be more on the technological side of things, right? The psychological side of things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look at psychology and virtual reality, okay?
Right.
What do you think would be the... What do you think would be like the ultimate as far as psychology and technology goes, as far as VR is concerned?
It's an interesting mix. It's actually something I've thought about quite a bit. But I think going back to the news thing is definitely right. We complain more about the negative news, but they get more ratings. They get more people watching, and that's why they do it. As far as, I mean, we've got a lot, so many poor, I can't speak, so much more people nowadays do hide behind, okay, not a whole lot of people, I don't even know if I'm going to come across right here, but there's a lot more people that will hide behind technology. They'll hide behind their Facebook or their whatever rather than going out and actually being with people, but I think eventually just...
I would say I'm one of them.
Our nature to be with people eventually is going to come out again, and we are going to get out more
because
and do more things. It's just what we are. It's we're
in the
animals,
in the scheme,
and that's what we do.
Of society, this is half of a blink of an eye.
Oh, absolutely.
It's new. It's fascinating, and everybody just wants to get on there and post every little detail about their life, and that is their life.
It drives me nuts.
Social media, yeah. And they want to get on there, and they want to play the games, and they want to invite everybody and send requests and all that.
So psychologically speaking, I mean, what is the reason for them behind doing this, is my question. Why do they do that?
I think it's because it's brand new.
Like
it's,
on Facebook.
Well,
it's
that, but
it's
it also, a lot
dude,
of times...
been on there for like 8 years now. It's not brand new.
I feel, for some people. It's easier to be yourself when you're on the
when you're not looking somebody in the face.
Right, exactly. You can create your own names. You can be known by somebody else, someone who doesn't know your face, someone who doesn't go to school with you, and you can say whatever you want. You can be whoever
exactly.
you want to be.
Exactly.
A catfish.
But isn't that where ideas come from?
Right.
Isn't that the precise place that ideas come from? That's why I'm okay with trolls online. That's why I'm okay with them. I really am. Because sometimes they actually do make you think and make you think about where you are.
That's very true.
By the way, our assignment is over. Like, I've covered all my bases, so we can just let her rip from this point on. So if anybody's still listening
fuck
to my class...
Fuck, yeah!
Yeah. Anybody still listening from my class, just listen with at your own risk. The rest of the podcast will pretty much be what we normally talk about in different things. So
kind of like how your father smells of feces and your mother lays her eggs.
Hey, Christian? Christian?
I'm sorry?
Fuck you. You stole my line. God damn it. I was going to fucking say that. Fuck.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking fucks. All of you.
I'm a fuck. I'm sorry.
I think it's awesome, dude. Passion, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
it's not my project.
Not
who the hell am I to care? I can't speak.
No, so back to what you were saying, though, because I like the point that you were making.
Right.
What were you saying?
Yeah.
How long ago? Dude,
well,
I'm ADD. If that was 30 seconds ago,
it was
that's 30 like...
30 seconds ago.
Yeah, I have no clue what I was saying.
Okay. To the point of you're online and you can be whoever you want to be the catfish.
You can be which sex you want to be.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's why... Wow,
dude, you can
is such
be
a big
the
deal.
Fucking animal you want to be. You can be the atom that you want to be online. I don't think people understand exactly what the internet is yet. That drives me nuts more than anything else. Is that
the internet is just
is
a place of information?
Possibility here. Yes,
that's all it is. We're living in an information age. That's turning into.
We're still in such a beginning, though.
Oh yeah. But it's turning into a digital age.
No. No, like I've always said, in the entire world, there's a foot long of information that there is out there. I think we know like a millimeter of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more we have no freaking clue about.
And
I don't think we touched the tip of the iceberg as well, but also I think that
tip
that's of part of the magic of the whole thing is we are finally able to discuss the topics and talk about the things on a mass, large-scale level. I mean, you think about it, it's like Tesla and Einstein and all these people were able to get together the way we do today, how much further we would be. Like now all these... Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go even smaller than that. Okay, let's talk about ideas that are faux pas, that are against the rules of modern society.
Like rape.
Okay, but let's talk about stuff like You want to go really dark? We'll go really dark, okay?
Yeah, rape.
So let's talk about stuff like...
rape.
Rape, for instance. Okay? Let's talk about...
Any sons of bitches like listening know I am not for rape. Fuck off.
No, dude.
I swear to God, one of these days on this podcast, when he's not expecting it, I will kick his shit in the fucking balls.
You're just going to rape me.
Oh, God.
And you know what? I'm going to play Rape Me by Nirvana while I'm kicking you in the fucking balls.
No, that's awesome.
And I'm going to film that shit, too. Make sure it goes out to all these guys.
Are you man enough to get kicked in the balls while Rape Me plays in the background?
But the interesting thing is that we are, as a society, we are looking at what is wrong with us as human beings, our monkey-like state.
All okay, at the same
we
time.
Are actually doing that.
And I think it's part of it is it's a little much, and I think that's why trolls can be such a problem, because yes, they point it out, but at the same time, how much can you point out? You know, it's about tackling the problems big to small, right? And if you have so many fucking trolls out there that are pointing out every little fucking detail, I mean, what the fuck?
Okay, there are people who just want to watch the world burn. Okay, there are. There are people who just want to watch
the
world burn.
Are you talking about
the
Joker?
Burn.
I hate the Joker. I beat the Joker up.
Somebody driving somewhere?
I am driving back to the office so I can go back to work.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll find a way.
No, there are people who want to watch the world burn, and there are people who want to watch the world thrive. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's split.
I think it's more than split. I think you have a third section there where you have people that just don't care.
True.
They just want to live their lives and
they'd
hopefully be happy.
Be on a mission to Mars.
I think that's thriving, though.
I'd do it. I'd go on a heartbeat.
You know,
I wouldn't even question it.
Right?
I couldn't.
Why not?
I have too many obligations as a father and a husband to just...
No, I'm right there with you, too.
I'm a husband, but I'd go on a heartbeat.
It's...
I'm gonna fuck.
If it was just
I've got a hand, I can
me and my
coming.
Wife. Yeah, I you know. Uh-huh. That would be a hard choice, but once you throw kids into the mix.
So basically, you'd leave your wife any day of the week. She means nothing to you, but
yes.
The kids are different. Okay.
Yeah, I can't leave them.
All right.
I can leave the wife.
Oh!
I can't leave
them.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a very nervous laugh there, Christian.
Oh, shit. My fucking cat. I swear to God, this thing needs to...
Christian, let me remind you, this is an entertainment comedy podcast.
Yes, I know.
Hey, guys, you can continue. You guys can continue with this conversation. I'll just leave the deal on, and I'm going to get dressed out and go to work.
All right, thank you, Wade.
Do what you got to do.
You're leaving us?
Yeah,
I'm leaving you, but it's okay. You're still connected, and you'll stay connected as long as you need to be, so.
Alrighty. Alright.
I'll see you
later.
So, I want to hear more about this. Unreal 4.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Is free.
Dude, I don't think you understand just the psychological implications of this as well. Imagine being able to create an entire world using nothing more than your voice and nothing more than your gestures, hand gestures. That is a safe place for people who have like PTSD, people who have dysphoria, people who have these plethora of psychological problems. Being able to make a safe place for them, okay, inside of VR, okay?
Yeah.
These people are, will...
You know what it will turn into? And
what?
Star Trek has... Yes, Star Trek. Shut up, Dave. Lieutenant Barkley. The holodeck.
The fuck is Lieutenant Barkley?
He's a bald guy.
Which one? One, two,
no,
three?
No.
He was
no,
a gold
no,
shirt
no,
engineering. And the holodeck. Virtual reality, right? He became addicted to the holodeck. He couldn't perform his life, his duties aboard the Enterprise because he was addicted to the holodeck. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
This is an interesting thing. If Lieutenant Troy had done her fucking job in the first place, none of this would have happened. But
yeah, true, but then you wouldn't have had a good episode.
Is this the second one?
Second one what?
Star Trek.
We're talking Next Generation.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
yeah, that's what I meant. That's the second one, right?
Yeah, it's the second series.
Why couldn't you just say yes?
Series.
You could have been talking second movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Second, you know.
I'll just go to
in
sleep.
The
I'll wake me up when you're
second
done.
Reboot. Second reboot.
Yeah. There's a lot of seconds. Second Next Gen movie. Come on. So, sorry. If Counselor Troy had done her fucking job.
Yes. None of this would have been a problem in the first place. Because she would have used the holodeck as a place of calm. I mean, seriously, that should have been her number one weapon when it came to psychological issues, would be the holodeck. That would be her number one weapon.
That's a good point.
But she didn't use it. Like, ever.
No, but...
I mean, no.
No, she didn't. But I also think that they were still too tied in the old way of doing things because that's the way it worked. And maybe that's a lesson that needed to be learned in that world. Hey, you have this technology. Why not use it in this way? You
right.
know?
Exactly. But that... But
you saw Worf using it all the time for training.
Yes.
He was a warrior. He needed to train to be a better warrior. He used the holodeck.
Right, but they were speaking like being a warrior is a part of being being fun, okay? And which in some ways is true, it is.
Being what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Being a warrior.
Yeah.
Is a part of having fun. In some ways, it is.
Yeah,
it truly is. I mean, just look at me, man. I'm going to be going to the Tough Mudder competition here in Colorado in August. Okay, in May, I'm going down to the campus over here in Grand Junction, and I'm going to be running a 5K that is very, very similar to the Tough Mudder. It's all for fun, though, man. It's not. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's just fun.
Yeah,
they're not using the tools as they should be used. They're to forge humanity, to make humanity better. Okay, and not better as just a as society deems it, but better as
just being able to help your fellow human being, which she was
required.
In that position to do.
Do what?
Just being able to help your fellow human being or alien or whatever. In the context of Star Trek.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Which she had the ability to
her
do. But
her entire office should have been a fucking holodeck. I'm not kidding. It's stupid.
But
That part is stupid.
As society itself goes, it's all a learning curve. You know,
the curve is getting steeper.
Well, yeah, but
curve is getting way steeper.
In the 17 and 1800s, you know, all the royal high-class women were fat. Why? Because a fat woman was wealthy, and if she was big, she could produce more kids. Because she was healthier. But nowadays...
You gotta realize that...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's been going on forever, though, man.
No, but...
I mean, we created new species because of that one idea.
Now, but nowadays, what is the ideal woman? Skinny as a rail, huge boobs, and big butt.
No. I disagree with that completely.
I do.
That's a starter, but...
go to YouPorn, and you'll see a lot of that.
For me, the hourglass figure is dead on.
Oh, absolutely.
Dead on.
I'm not speaking for me. I'm speaking in general, in generalization.
Who?
You know? What?
Who?
In generalizations.
No, before that, some chick's name.
I'm speaking for me.
Did I hear an Alex West? Did I hear something?
Alex West? No.
What the fuck am I listening to?
I don't know.
Continue, gentlemen.
Batman?
The voice... No, Alex West, not Adam West.
I'm Batman.
So...
I Batmaned all over my pants.
You took a shit?
Something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. Am I screwing up this podcast? I apologize.
No, dude. Not at all. No, I think okay. this is an awesome conversation.
No, it's great to listen to a couple people talk shop. Actually, I'm
okay. Well, that was Dave, right?
Yeah.
So, Dave, seriously,
yes.
How much better would it be to put a patient into an environment that makes them comfortable?
Oh my
whether
God,
it be a whether it be a their own house, whether it be a cliff overlooking a beautiful scene. I mean, what? Seriously, the patient itself would
you're dead on
dramatically be happy.
One of the best ways to calm your mind, calm your heart, is to put you in a place where you feel comfortable, you don't feel threatened.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So psychology is going to profit from technology in ways that we don't even understand yet.
Oh, yeah. We're, you know, okay, we evolve. We always have. We always will continue to evolve. I think right now, with this technological age coming in, it's going to take us a little while to evolve, I mean, overall as a general, to get used to it. And I think, from what I understand from talking to doctors that I have, it just seems like more and more people are coming in. Part of it is the religion. I think that we are on the verge of eventually getting rid of our religion as we move forward with our technology and our understanding. And, yeah, part of it is we're rushing away from being the animals that we are. And that's a big reason why psychology is getting so much work right now. But also, I do see transformation in their offices. The lady that I used to see for my ADD, she started putting a little rock that has, like, creak sounds to it and more plants and stuff and just stuff around that just makes you so fucking comfortable. That and she has great tits. But that too is a natural thing that makes you feel better. Just
saying. Yeah, I think my perfect comfort spot would just be a room full of naked women.
Well, no, yeah, in a spaceship,
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. On the Enterprise. It would be... excuse me, the USS
Here's
Defiant.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Okay, so say, like, you are in VR, and you have sex with, say...
Virtual reality.
Okay, who's your favorite porn star? Mine personally is Sasha Grey. I love Sasha Grey. She is my favorite fucking porn star of all time.
April O'Neil.
She's phenomenal. Oh, really?
April O'Neil.
Jesus H.
Going TMNT, are we? Okay, cool.
I don't really have, you know, the only favorite one that I have right now has the tiniest little tits, but
literally,
I still love her.
There's a porn star named April.
No, I know. I've seen her.
Yeah.
She's not unattractive. I'm not giving you that.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
Riley Reid, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
If you could fuck anybody that you can think of, anybody in the world.
Right.
Okay, I'm not kidding. Well, we're talking about the bee's knees. We're talking 10 out of 10. Who would you screw? Seriously, who would it be?
Barack Obama.
Really?
Oh, my
God. Okay, well...
Then I could say I fucked the president. Or he fucked me.
Okay.
Well,
I would just leave it as I shook his hand.
You can actually do that in VR.
But no, I completely hear what you're saying.
You can do that in VR.
Mm-hmm.
I take my answer back.
No,
Osama bin Laden.
You can do that right now.
Everybody growing up has wished that they could have a place where they could go do whatever they wanted, fuck the shit out of that hot chicken class, and then be able to just go back as though nothing happened. Everyone has fucking thought of that.
Queen Amidala.
Growing up. Dude.
But here's the question for you.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's perfect, though? What if it's not just some... what if it's not some, you know, it looks blocky and it looks like it's not really them? What if it's perfect photoreality? What if it is absolutely perfect? Who would you screw in a photographic, in a perfect photographic type of mind?
Environment.
Yeah, so you need to be all over because you got to be able to see it, feel it,
everything.
Smell it. Yeah.
But then, do you think that it would become too perfect?
I mean,
like, don't
a lot
you
of
don't you think psychologically people need? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why Jerry Springer was such a huge hit and is still a huge hit.
Yep.
People need dirtiness in their lives.
Oh yeah,
and if you get something that's way too perfect,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's
eventually we'd become addicted to it, just like everything else we're addicted to,
like Lieutenant Barkley.
Okay.
No,
but isn't that it? I mean,
you're absolutely right.
We
become addicted to it.
Isn't that our base emotions as a species? I mean, seriously, it comes from monkeys, literally.
Yep.
We are monkeys. And that is where that whole thing comes from.
I am
so
a hairless monkey.
Why not try to move past that, is my question.
I think there's, not the answer for Dave, but in my
own
words.
I had to yawn, sorry.
There's too much instinctual stuff that we, on a subconscious level, are still fighting through that makes us want to have those perfect things, but also want the little bit of dirtiness on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we're always going to want the dirtiness
I
on the side, whether we'll cop to it or not. Society's told us that we have to be
a certain way.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like...
But here's where it gets weird, though, man. I actually promote that a lot.
The weirdness?
I mean, why not?
It's going to become more popular, as it should, over the years, once we start getting Jesus out of our system. And I'm serious.
It's not just Jesus, man. Not just religion. We have these old ideas about the way society should be.
Very true.
That are wrong. That are just straight up wrong. They are wrong.
Yeah, you know what is wrong?
One of them.
Women in the workplace.
Listen,
they need to be at home, pregnant, in the kitchen, making dinner. Damn
barefoot.
It. What?
Dude, I'm a stay-at-home dad. Seriously.
No,
I understand that.
I've been there myself, and it's not fun. Like, honestly, I have a lot of respect for my wife and how like she has to deal with and do, especially when she was a stay at home. She's working now, but when she was, like,
dude, it's brutal sometimes, huh?
I don't regret, but I'm scared of the days. Or I used to be. I'm not so much these days, but I used to be scared of the days when it was just me and the kids. It's like, crap, what am I going to do? It's me and the kids.
Really?
She's usually here. Back in the day, like I said, it's not so much now. Like, just play and have fun. And that's just growing and learning as a parent.
I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, man.
I have a 7 and a 1-year-old. So I got a pretty big gap there. So the needs and the wants are a lot different. And that's the challenges I face. But, you know, I can only try and do my best. And that's, I think, what kind of ties in with this whole conversation is maybe people just don't... I see that people don't want to do their best. People always
try... It's too
easy
not to.
Exactly.
But
No. That's a misnomer, too, man. It's not that they want to try their best, okay? It's that...
No, I'm saying they don't want to try.
Don't get me wrong. That's what I'm trying to portray here. A lot of people are jaded. Okay, they are.
Yeah.
They are jaded human beings, and that's fine. We actually need these people too. I know it sounds fucked up, but it's true.
But when you get too many of them, aka the internet, The trolls.
No,
narcissists.
We'll go back to our previous conversation. Everybody's a narcissist.
Everybody is, but
true.
You have... Everything is a balance, right? And you have to have a certain amount of the cleanliness, the dirtiness, and the narcissism, the ego of yourself. I mean, you just don't want to be a pushover. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to stand up for yourself. But it all, you know, you need to be a little bit humble. You need to have that ego and be able to say to yourself, I'm good at this. I'm good at...
Exactly.
I'm good at that. But...
You do.
You run into way too many people nowadays who... I'm the best at everything. If you have a question, I know the answer.
You're listening to very young people, okay? And that's the thing, okay? People between the ages of about 14 and 24, usually, is where that falls into.
I wish it was within that age range, but personally, I've met people in and out of that age range that are just so self-obsessed with themselves that...
Well, either way, it's going away, man. I mean, it is.
I would agree.
That idealism, that perfect idealism, is going away. There is no ideological idea that is imperfect. It doesn't work that way. Because reality will smack you in the face at one point or the other, or another. It will. It will kick your fucking ass.
Then you're going to hit rock bottom.
Exactly.
It's kind of like an addict. They're addicted to themselves, and until somebody points it out to them, and they, you know, or they see for themselves that they'll finally hit that rock bottom and go, oh, I guess I'm not king shit of the world.
It's as simple as that. It really is. And it's happening more and more often than not. You know?
But see, I see... this information age and the internet as not helping that. I see it as boosting people's egos and being all about me.
But in some cases,
it seems like in a lot of cases.
The realm of possibility.
Just depends on who you know,
what?
You interact with.
Maybe I'm interacting with the wrong people.
Sorry, we got a plane flying right overhead.
Yeah.
Fucking defenders of our country. Sort of.
You'd be nice.
I will be nice. I wrote a war song today, so shut the fuck up.
Nice.
Yeah. Music is my technology.
Angry voice.
But getting back to that whole idea, though, man. I mean, why do people, you know, shun technology? Especially when it can help them. I mean, help them in so many ways that is unequivocally better than what they're using now.
I think a lot of it is...
Imagine being able to go into a psychosomatic state inside of VR, a true psychosomatic state. Why not do that? That would be interesting.
I think it will over time. We've got too many Billy Bobs out there that were raised by the parents to just be natural out in the woods, and over time, that's going to fade. It's kind of like what I was going back to the religion thing. Over time, it's going to fade, and that's how we are going to look at things.
And
when we can come up with a virtual reality, holy shit.
Oh, yes. And even technology is invading that world. They want to go hunting? Oh, I need to know where I'm going. Here's this GPS device. Oh, I want to go over to that valley, but I don't really want to walk that way. Oh, look, I got this rotocopter with a GoPro camera attached to it. I'm just going to put that in the air and fly it over that way.
Exactly.
Yep.
And there's not... privacy is dead, no matter what anybody says.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking dead. Okay? And people are still freaking out about it, like it's like this... Oh, my God, I don't want people to understand who I am, but... The cool thing is that we're at the point now that we understand what is going on with them. We do. We really, really fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to calm the fuck down.
What I have to laugh at is You know, I've met so many people that they're so scared. They always want their windows closed. I mean, of course, I don't know a lot of these people, but they want their windows closed. No cell phones. They don't want anyone to know about their life. Who the fuck cares? They think that there's all these people that want to know every little detail. Nobody gives a shit.
That's a form of narcissism.
You're exactly. Joe fucking nobody. Look, yeah, there's things I don't want people to know, but is it going to ruin my life? Is anyone sitting at their house going, I need to know what David's doing? They don't give a shit. The person next to me is probably more exciting.
No.
And it's like...
I think about you constantly.
Well, I know you do. You sick fuck.
I'm a stalker that way.
But, you know, because until we get the technology where when we're born, we just put that chip right in them, no one is going to be able to get inside my mind. I mean, someone who knows people well enough can probably have a good idea, but you can always keep that a secret, but at the same time, even if I'm thinking about shit or wanting to do stuff that I don't want anyone to know about, the person next to me is thinking the same thing, but they'll never fucking admit it.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going along those lines. You're saying that nobody's going to know who I really am online, right?
You mean online?
Have you ever taken...
Is that what you said online? Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Just on the internet or just in real life? It doesn't really matter. Either way.
You're only going to put out as much information that you're willing to put out.
Yeah, but someone can still find where you came from and find out what you're looking at.
But we're tricky here, okay? This is where technology gets really tricky. Okay, so have you ever answered, on Facebook, have you guys ever answered one of those, 20 question things?
Oh, yeah, everybody
has. That tell you where you came from?
Just by doing it, you've given away all your info.
What Doctor Who doctor are you? Number 10,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly.
Number 10.
No, but people do this all the time, okay? We are figuring out humanity slowly because we have to figure out humanity slowly because we are so much slower than what we are promoting. And as far as technology is concerned.
I would agree.
We are. But we are, we're also moving along with it. We're moving along just fine. We are in the most peaceful time that we have ever experienced on this planet.
That is true, even with the Middle East.
Do what?
I said, even in the Middle East, although we think they're killing each other all the time, they're actually better than they were however long ago, before we even gotten fucking involved.
30 years ago, yeah.
10 years ago.
I know. We're moving along. We're moving along just nicely. And that's what people don't understand. I mean, we've got a little tiny group of 20,000 people who are creating this big ruckus over in the Middle East right now. ISIS, it's 20,000 people. It's not that many fucking people.
It's the size of the town we're in.
Yeah.
Do what?
I said it's the size of the town that he and I are in. And, you're saying the exact right thing, and that's what I was pointing out before with news. You have such compared to the entire population of this country, you have so few people pointing out this bad shit, but that's what gets attention. I don't know, they get higher ratings.
Well, because that's where the attention should lie, because we're looking at extremism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And innately, as a species, that's what we look at. We look at extreme shit. Now,
we focus on the negativity of it. The dirty.
But we do. We like the dirty shit sometimes. We do. And it's not that we like it. It's that
we're drawn to it.
We cannot ignore it.
Can't look away.
Huh?
It's why fail videos on YouTube are so
exactly.
popular. You will sit there and watch 10 hours of fail videos of someone getting hit in the nuts 50,000 times because it's funny.
Quick little side note, speaking of fail. My stepdad and I were coming back in town yesterday, and we were going across the flats here, and there were a couple of geese just flying through. They were getting ready to... We were headed back this way, so they were flying right, like they're going towards the bay, but they're crossing the highway, and we're looking at them like, no, they're not going to fucking do that. Well, one starts going, oh shit, and goes above. One flies right into the fucking wires, breaks his neck, drops on the fucking highway, dead.
I saw that one.
Did you see it happen?
No, I didn't see it happen.
But you saw him on the side of the road?
I saw him on the side of the road.
No, we saw him hit and fucking fall. So, talk about a fail. And his buddy just keeps flying and looks back like, what
oh
the
my
fuck?
God.
Why didn't you record that?
We didn't expect it to happen. Come on now.
That's why you're supposed to be like all the Russians and have GoPro cameras mounted on your dash.
So, back to the technology part of this. Again, I mean, we weren't able to understand that as a species. Not that long ago. Okay? We weren't able to photograph that even. Not that long ago. We're able to do that now. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Sorry.
Okay.
We were both contemplating your words.
But no, we weren't able to do that. We can do that now. We can look at each other. Really look at each other.
I still think it's if we so choose.
Kind of beautiful.
Because I'm a person that has a Facebook account, and I have friends on my Facebook account, but I don't really put anything on my Facebook account. You know, there's...
No, I understand.
Dude, you like the shit out of everything, so don't even go there.
I like shit. Like, I'm on Facebook, but I don't personally post anything. The last thing I posted was a bunch of pictures of me when I was younger. Like, when...
This is the fun thing. This is the fun thing. Welcome to psychology. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay? The stuff that you like on Facebook looks at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's a neat little algorithm.
And they adjust my feed accordingly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't think this is right or wrong. I think it's nothing more than an experiment as far as a website is concerned. Okay. Now, Facebook is coming out. They bought Oculus for something like $2.4 billion. Okay. That is a gigantic investment. That is a huge investment. That is not...
What's Oculus?
Like the Oculus Rift. It's a new virtual reality platform that's coming out this May, I think. But we're talking about what the internet is actually going to be in 5 years. It's going to change within 2 years, I would say. Within 2 years, if at least 20% of the population that are on the internet right now aren't on the Oculus Rift or something similar like the new Steam virtual reality or something along those lines, I'd be surprised. I'd be seriously surprised because we've been promised virtual reality for, what, 15, 18 years, somewhere around there?
Longer than that. Do you remember Nintendo came out with... That was supposed to be 3D. I forget the name of it.
Shit.
What was the name of it?
Had to do with red.
They had the goggles basically that you put your face into and you would play the game.
Yeah, but
that
dancing
way.
Weighed freaking 15 pounds, man.
Oh yeah, it wasn't popular at all. It bombed horribly, but that was 1980s. 1988?
No. 89? No. 1989, they just came out with the Super NES, dude.
Yeah, it was a waste.
It wasn't until well after the Nintendo 64 came out.
No. This was before the... What I'm talking about was before the Nintendo 64.
Are you talking about the little red things that you put the card in and you clicked it?
No, I'm talking...
I'm just giving you shit.
Slinky... I'm talking... It was the graphics. It was just all black and green graphics, or black and red. I can't remember. But set up, and you put your face into it, and it was supposed to be virtual reality 3D gaming. But it bombed.
They were
completely
promising
bombed.
Something that we didn't have the technology to back up yet.
No, not at all.
We now have the technology to back this shit up. We can do it. And the entire tech industry is getting behind this. I don't think anybody understands just how hardcore this shit is. It's going to get nuts. Virtual reality is going to be a part of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nuts, man. It's going to be cool.
Just an old curmudgeon, but I think it's something that I would experience, but I don't think it's anything that I would incorporate necessarily into my life.
Yeah, but you can't say that till you've experienced it. Because you can't imagine what you might experience.
True, it's like a threesome. I can't say no.
The scope here goes way beyond a single individual. It goes beyond even a group of 20 individuals. We're talking about worldwide here, man.
It's going to be huge in China.
Real game changer. A real game changer. It's going to be fun, man.
It's going to
be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to play Skyrim in virtual reality.
Oh, we're going to move way beyond that, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that
Dave,
is fun.
Dave?
Yes.
Excitebike virtual reality.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Excitebike!
Somebody give me a somebody give me a little napkin.
Now imagine, via the internet, with your virtual reality, you'll be able to play Excitebike with TS, TC, and JF.
Right, so as long as I know that I can make those huge jumps, fuck up, fall down, not feel a goddamn thing, shuffle myself back up to my bike and keep going.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Now, that's when it will become a problem, a.k.a. like the holodeck, you turn the safety protocols off and you can actually die.
Okay, so, weird question. Okay, so about 2 weeks ago, Soft AI, it's also known as DeepMind or Deep Thinking. Do you know what that is?
No, I haven't heard of it.
No, I don't.
Well, it's a computer algorithm that learns from the mistakes that it makes. Okay, so basically it'll go on, so it'll take a game, something along the lines of Excitebike, okay, and find the absolute perfect way of beating that game. Okay, it'll take a game like Asteroids and
Centipede.
Find out.
Fuck Centipede, I hated that game.
To beat this game. But it will do it without any training. That's the big thing here. It does it with zero training.
So it's an artificial
intelligence. Basically, the programmers say, okay, beat this game. And it'll figure out a way to beat the game. This is what soft AI is.
Hmm.
That's where it starts.
That's scary to me.
And we're already doing it. Look online. Look up soft AI Mario. We've already beaten the hardest absolute hardest level ever made.
Fucky
in Mario. With an artificial intelligence. We've already done it.
See, artificial intelligence, which I think we'll save this for another podcast because we're
hello?
Hello? Yeah, sorry, there's another plane going overhead.
I hear a lot about background.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a plane.
We got a plane. Hold on.
I can't hear anything.
Love me tonight.
No, the planes fly directly overhead. It sucks.
So they bug off.
What the fuck are you singing?
Whatever I want, let it go, let it go.
I really don't know what's going on here. Terrible.
We'll save this. I want to save this conversation for another podcast. But just to quickly go over it, AI scares the shit out of me. It really does.
Why? There's nothing to be afraid of.
An artificial intelligence that can figure out how to beat a game. And we're talking Terminator shit. Judgment Day.
No,
artificial intelligence
is going
to be able to...
Back up.
Matrix Neo type shit.
This is soft AI. Okay, this is all this is. It's called soft AI.
Do you think humankind is ever going to stop there? No, they're going to go full AI, and it's like the movie, AI, which was terrible.
We're going to become a part of it. We are part of the AI. At that point, we are a part of it, of that thing, okay? If somebody invented hard AI tomorrow, yes, that would probably not be a good thing for humanity. But we're not there yet. We're not even close to there yet, okay? We've got at least 2 decades. Before we even get there, okay? And this is where people start freaking out. soft AI is basically telling the computer to do what you want. That's all soft AI is.
Yes, and then it will figure out how to do it.
Yes, it will be exploited.
So I can surf porn without getting viruses.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, that's the easy shit. No.
You can Google Riley Reed and not worry about it.
tell you what, just go to X-Hamster and stay there, dude. But, we're moving into a time where people really don't understand what they're going to be looking at. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. Okay? People are ignorant of everything. I'm ignorant of many, 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 many things.
I think that's part of being human, though.
Yes. But AI is going to move with us. It's not. It's going to be a tool that we help better ourselves. Okay, it's not this big mean thing that is going to kill us immediately. It doesn't work that way.
No, but I still think there's some danger in it, and it honestly does scare me because
there is danger.
There's you're danger talking in about, everything in
but there's
life.
Danger in walking down the street.
It's true. I mean, seriously,
it's true. But when you're creating something that has its own intelligence and it can do whatever it wants, you're basically creating a human being, right? We are intelligent.
Are not intelligent.
Well, that's the thing. No.
We're the most intelligent thing on this planet.
You're talking about making an AI that's exactly like you.
Yes, okay? That's the goal, isn't it?
We will never do that. No, it's not the goal. That is not the goal at all. The goal is to become a better species. That is the goal.
To outlive our planet?
We need to become better than what we are now. That is the goal. And AI is going to help us get there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I would be surprised if we were able to travel to the future, though, and look back at 50 years from now and see that there was some turmoil caused by artificial intelligence, some kind of uprising, Terminator-esque style.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's probably going to be a little blip.
Exactly. I mean...
But that's technophobia stuff, man. Seriously, sure. We're not going to create machines that kill us.
No,
we don't
but...
do that. But
if you're going to create a hard AI and it has emotions, maybe that's the biggest thing. Maybe if we cut out the emotions like Data... You know,
okay.
Then it won't have those feelings, those emotions, to want to kill us when we do something bad to it.
Okay, fine. Then we'll implement Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics then. So be it. We're not... We are not an evil species. We're not. We're just trying to figure everything out. That's all we're trying to do. And yes, there are a lot of people around this planet that just want to live their lives and, you know, just not have to fucking deal with the crazy shit that's going on around them. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Okay? But we still need to move forward. We are a species that moves forward, that adapts, and that changes. We are going to create our own evolution. Using nothing more than our minds. And
yeah, because our mind, our brain, is... No matter how big your muscles are, our brain is still our biggest muscle, our biggest tool. It's the thing that sets us apart from every living creature.
It's the thing that runs everything, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So you're terrified that when we're born, immediately... they're going to remove our brain and put in an AI.
No, then we'd be cyborgs, and that's actually pretty badass.
Oh, you're retarded.
Well, let's think about this. Let's think about this like, you know, 100 years down the road, okay? We'll just take 100 years, okay? Within the last 100 years, we've had the Industrial Revolution. We've had world wars.
two world wars,
mm-hmm.
two huge wars that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all sorts of crazy shit happen, okay? We are adaptable as a species. We always have been. We'll adapt to whatever fucking comes. It's the way it works. And we will adapt to AI as well. And I don't... Actually, AI will adapt to us.
Okay,
but
look at it, like you said, we had two major world wars in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We've adapted because of those world wars.
And
if there's anything that we've learned, history does tend to repeat itself, even though it shouldn't. So if we add AI into the mix, AI, I think, will cause a huge disturbance. Sorry, there's another plane flying overhead.
Yes, there is another plane. And
the evidence is history. The history of... We are a violent society. We're a violent race.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, like you just said, in the last 100 years, we've had two major world wars. How many Russians alone died in World War II?
That doesn't mean that we're violent.
That's very true.
That does not mean that
we're
violent.
That's a good point. And
maybe not nowadays, but we've adapted.
I don't know how long this is going to go, but I'm going to go take a leak and take a shit. So if y'all are still on, I'll see when I get back. Otherwise, I'm out.
Actually, we are at an hour and 20 minutes, Christian.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
No.
Time flies when you're having fun.
No, we will have my weird Bigfoot conversation next time, but this does need to continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I do want to talk about Bigfoot.
Among other things.
Big cock.
This is fun. Well, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Okay.
This is awesome, man.
Bigfoot.
God, I love this podcast.
Big cock. Yay! So, Christian, thank you for... I don't mean to end it so abruptly, but...
No, it's fine.
Thank you for being on again with us.
Yeah, no, that was great.
I do love having these conversations.
No, thank you for inviting me again, man.
Oh, Wade was on here too, wasn't he?
Wait, who? Oh, Wade, yeah. Oh, fuck that guy.
I'll let you fuck him. You work with him.
God!
Ah. So,
terrible.
I was going to say something. Fuck, what was it?
I don't know. We've been ignoring everything you've said all night.
I have a challenge for the Rosconians. I need your assistance. I am going to post a picture of me in the fro. And I need everybody to go to our Facebook page and comment on the picture. And what I'd like you to comment and say is, grow the fro. And what I'm going to do...
You don't want to ever get laid again, do you?
What I want to do is take that and show it to my wife and say, look. See how many people have said, grow the fro? It is not going away.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm behind you. Fuck
nice.
Yeah.
So I will post
a
picture tonight.
I got to do it, yeah.
I will post a picture tonight of me in the fro, and I need your guys' help to convince my wife to let me keep the fro.
We'll do it.
Hell yeah.
So you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Roscoe's House of Chips. Actually, you can just Google Roscoe's House of Chips.
Yeah, just Google Roscoe's. We're all over the fucking place.
Twitter, Instagram. And if you want to email us directly with any thoughts... Actually, I'll save that. Roscoe's HOC at gmail.com.
Yes.
And hopefully all of Wade's classmates,
right.
Professor,
yes.
Have enjoyed what they've listened to. And
if they've continued listening.
If they've continued listening. And give Wade give him a B-. Yeah, there's a little swearing.
And
but
a good smack on the behind.
Yeah. Get that pedal out. But let's bring the pedal back, goddammit.
Let's bring the pedal back.
Awesome. Thank you, Christian.
All right. All right, thank you.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later, man.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Did you steal that?
I did.
You did? I thought I did.
No.
Oh. Okay.